Well, we're hearing more reaction today to the Trump administration's policy that separates children from their parents at the border. Joining us now is Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat of Maryland, who is at the McAllen Airport in Texas. Senator, thanks for joining us. And you just visited a center there where these kids are being processed. What did you see?
Yes, we're on a trip down here with Senator Merkley and others. And the first stop was the processing center. It's called the Ursula Processing Center. That's where they separate families. Kids are put in these sort of giant pens with chain link fence. I think there may have been some photos of that just the other day. And that is the place where a lot of the kids are now being separated from their parents. We talked to a mother there who had fled for her life and her children's life from Guatemala. She was being taken and criminally processed for crossing the river. Her children were taken from her, and she didn't know where they were. And now they'll likely be separated. And this is the tragedy and the inhumanity of this new policy that the Trump administration put into effect of separating parents from their children.
Well, the president says he's just enforcing the law, and he is blaming Democrats for it. He says it's up to Democrats to work with Republicans to stop this from happening.
Well, it's simply untrue, and it's a lie. And what you've got going on here is the president knows that his policy of separating kids from their families is unpopular, and he's trying to point fingers as usual. The reality is there's no law that requires this family separation policy, which is why you see a big spike in the number of separations starting six weeks ago, the children's facilities here where kids separated from their parents are taken began to see a big increase. The number of moms who have been taken from their children and the moms in detention have increased. We spoke last night to about 12 mothers at one of the detention centers here whose kids have been taken away from them. They didn't know if they would be reunited ever. They didn't know what would happen to them. So this is a deliberate policy where the president is apparently trying to discourage these families who are fleeing violence from coming. And also, in a really cruel and cynical gambit, trying to literally hold these kids hostage to try to pass much larger immigration reform changes, many of which are totally unrelated to the family separation policy.
Well, you say there is no law, and you're right about that. But I want to ask you about what Republicans in the Trump administration are pointing to, and Steve Bannon, by the way, the president's former campaign manager, who did this again yesterday. They're talking about something called the Flores settlement, which involves a class action lawsuit. It was during the Clinton administration back in 1997. And this is what they're pointing to as the reason why they have to detain or separate children from their families when the parents are detained by the government. How do you respond to that?
Well, the reality is that the Flores decision has been in place for a very long time, as you say. It was the 1990s, and no other president decided to separate kids from their families. The Flores decision does not require that. It does prevent anybody from detaining children for long periods of time. And the way previous administrations have dealt with that is that when you have a family, a mom and a daughter, they are kept together during the asylum process. In fact, I just came this morning from visiting with Sister Nora, who runs a Catholic Relief Services here. And she had a bunch of families in her care who were being kept together. These are the sort of fortunate few. The ultimate goal of the Trump administration policy is to essentially send none of those families intact to places like Catholic Relief Services and to separate all of them. So the short answer to your question is Flores' decision has been in place for a very long time. It does not require separating kids from their parents.
Senator, do you think that there's a possibility that there will be an immigration bill that Democrats can support this week?
Well, there has been an immigration bill that Democrats can support. In fact, it was a bipartisan bill. It was the bill that was put together in the United States Senate back in March when President Trump said he wanted a bipartisan bill, said he would sign a bipartisan bill, said he wanted a quote, bill of love. We produced one, Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, Democrats, Republicans, and we had more than 50 votes. But the president at the last minute undermined the entire thing. He blew it up. And he's clearly not interested in doing anything. He wants to point fingers. And with respect to this policy of separating families from their kids, let's be really clear. The president put this in place 6 weeks ago. He could get rid of it today. He could get rid of it by the end of our conversation here. We came down here on Father's Day to say to the president, this would be a good day to reverse your despicable policy that is simply creating these sort of inhumane conditions on these families.
And Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat of Maryland, joining us from the airport in McAllen, Texas. Senator, thank you.
Thank you.